This morning's public reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9 this morning. Luke's Gospel, chapter 9. And we're going to be reading verses 23 through 27. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 27. And he said unto them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself, or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Amen. Please be seated. Now, once again, if you read Matthew's account, Matthew chapter 16, as a synoptic comparison, okay, that's what Jesus here is talking about. We just got done last week reading about the question that is asked, Whom do men say that I am? The disciples responded with several possibilities that were being noised abroad there on the streets. Then Jesus turns things around. He asked them, Whom do you say that I am? And in verse 20, Peter says, Thou art the Christ of God. Now again, Luke was not present. Matthew was present. John was present. Peter was present. And the other apostles. But Luke, he was not even saved at this time during the ministry of Jesus. He's going to be saved and he'll eventually accompany the apostle Paul on Paul's second missionary journey there in Acts chapter 16, 17, 18, in that particular part of Acts. That's where Dr. Luke comes into picture. So Luke gets this information through eyewitnesses who were there. And so in Matthew's account, it's fuller. And in Luke's account, okay, he takes what he believes is what is needful to his gospel and the purpose behind his gospel. So when you come to verse 23 to 27, all right, this corresponds to the ending of Matthew 16, where Jesus now begins to open up, as he does in verse 22 of Luke 9. Remember Luke 9:22? The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the third day. Okay, this is one of those times where Jesus begins to reveal to his 12 his mission of going to the cross and securing our atonement. And then he goes into, now what one thing here that Luke doesn't record is Peter's rejection of what Jesus says in verse 22 here. In Matthew 16, Peter gets a little bit upset and Christ has to rebuke Peter. Following that rebuke, you pick up with verse 23. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. So here Jesus, in these two verses, gives this very in-your-face call to discipleship. And if we're going to be true disciples of Jesus Christ, we have to learn to do something which is not natural to our own fleshly inner wiring. Everyone here wants to take care of themselves. Everybody by nature thinks, I am number one and the world revolves around me. We all think that way. Some of us may think more of it, others less, and then there's a whole spectrum in between. But Jesus says, if you're going to be one of his disciples, you've got to deny yourself. Take up a cross, which in the first century was not a piece of jewelry, but a symbol of death and utter humiliation. and excruciating pain. And notice, he says, you're to do this daily, not just on Sunday mornings between 10 and maybe 1 o'clock. And if you're really spiritual, you're going to come back Sunday evening. And if you're really a fanatic, you're going to go to the midweek prayer and Bible study, maybe on Wednesday or maybe on a Thursday night. That's really being fanatical. But according to Jesus, this call to discipleship is a 24/7 business, 365 business. And then he says what? Follow me. That's what a disciple is. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life, notice, for my sake shall save it. And then verse 25, what is it if a man shall gain everything but lose himself? Okay. And then ironically, verses 26 and 27 is actually speaking about Jesus coming in judgment upon the city of Jerusalem. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's, meaning glory, and of the holy angels. But I tell you, the 12, not those in Israel today, I tell you, the ones hearing me at this time of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. Elsewhere it says, until they see the kingdom of God come. Well, this has no reference to the second coming of Christ, which is still yet future. This is talking about the coming judgment, or the judgment coming of Christ upon those who pierced him, Revelation 1:7. This is talking about the destruction of Jerusalem. These are the exact same words you find and Matthew chapter 16, the last two verses, only according to Luke. But see, Luke here adds this verse 26, okay, about being ashamed of him and of his words on that day. And beloved, there were many who were ashamed of Christ when the Romans came, and they perished. But those Christians who were obedient and took to heart what Jesus told them in the Olivet Discourse, that when they saw Jerusalem encircled by armies, they were to flee to the hills and to the mountains of Judea. So that was a local incident, not a worldwide catastrophe. That was a local dilemma when the Romans encamped around the city of Jerusalem for a 3.5 year period. And then eventually, in the last 5 months of that 3.5 year period, Revelation mentions those 5 months, the Romans did the ultimate siege, broke into the walls, burnt the temple, burnt the city, killed tens of thousands, and took others and sold them on the auction block in Rome as slaves. So, may God once again be pleased to bless His word.